Senate bills for perfection, formal calendar, Senate Bill 892, Senator from the 8th District in Jackson County.
Mr. President, I move Senate Bill 892 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 8th. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I now move for the adoption of the committee substitute. This is the moving of the presidential primary. Currently, it is in February. We all know that the parties have made decisions that Missouri needs to be moved back in the process. We went through a process of trying to evaluate when the best time to have the presidential primary would be. We looked at April, since we have a municipal election in April, and combining the two. In talking with a number of clerks, that is not something that they would prefer. There's a situation where we have a partisan race and a nonpartisan race. They can't be on the same ballot. They would require two different machines. They said that would be the least desired to move it to April. And then we looked at moving it to June, and I talked to a number of our colleagues on the floor here, and they did not want to move it that far back. We'd be irrelevant. So we're back to the underlying bill, moving it to March. I'll be glad to answer questions.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 8th to adopt the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 892. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Christian, for what reason do you rise?
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you yield to your colleague?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Hi, Senator. We have done a lot of talking about this, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I think we're probably never going to make everybody totally happy here, but as you said, April doesn't seem to work at all. The clerks hated that one. June, most of our members hated. I think if we pass this now, and there does tend to be some problems with it, we have a year to fix some of those minor problems. Don't you think that?
I think that gives everybody the chance to put it into their calendars, look at the potential problems, and if there's anything, come back to us and have us time to address it. If we wait till next year and do it, then we're not going to have any time.
Then we don't see what the problems are.
Right, we won't have time to come back unless the governor calls a special election.
I think that's a good scenario for this, and I appreciate you working with us and trying to get it where we at least have a reasonable route to go here. You know, nobody wants to have a caucus again, or at least most nobodies that I know.
You know, Senator, talking about the caucuses, I will tell you that I believe that disenfranchises votes, because if you can't sit in a caucus all day, you're not allowed to. You're not going to participate. This allows
average
everybody.
Average person, unless they're heavily involved in their committee work, is not going to get a say.
Right, and so I think the primary allows people a normal election day to go vote, and I think most people want to say in who our next president is going to be on their side of the ticket anyways.
Allowing the people to have a say in this is a good thing, and I think the March date makes it a credible primary, and I appreciate the work you've done.
I appreciate you helping out and getting involved in this. Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion of the Senate Committee substitute? Senator from the 4th.
To inquire the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, you yield.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You and the Senator from Christian just touched a little bit about the caucus. What'd that cost us?
Well, it cost us $7 million for an election that didn't see any
delegates. It didn't mean anything, right?
Right. So we already spent the $7 million in February, and guess what? Not very many people came to Missouri to actually talk to the voters. It really was kind of a flop. I think there was one major candidate that came to Missouri, and it cost $7 million.
But yeah, so we, in that particular instance, we weren't a very good steward of the taxpayer dollar, were we?
I was in the body. I advocated to move it, and we didn't move it, so I advocated to eliminate it, and we didn't win on either of those votes, so we had the election, spent $7 million, and had a popularity contest.
And if my memory serves me correctly, we probably battered around three or four different dates at that time. We were all the way up in the beginning of February, and then we went around a couple times on
right.
that. So we really didn't get any resolution.
Nope.
And we spent over $7 million.
Right. And I tell you, the people that I talked to about the caucuses,
yeah,
they were not happy.
No.
Most of the people did not like the process.
I actually did the Iowa caucuses for the presidential primary
back in 2004. It is not an optimal way to run an election. But they don't have that many people in Iowa, I guess. And, you know, the numbers for this, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, we can pass something now and fix it later.
I don't think we need to fix it.
I can speak for the DNC. We don't even have our calendar set yet. So what's to stop us from, I mean, why are we doing this now? Why not just wait till next year?
I think the senator from Christian pointed out the exact reason. If we put this out there and the clerks come out and they do their evaluations and they say, hey, guess what, we forgot this or we needed this, we have next year to fix it. If we wait till next year, there is no fixing it. We pass a bill and they're going to have to deal with it.
Well,
because this happened so early.
We would at least know what we're dealing with, though, right? We would at least have the dates. We would have the calendars from the parties.
I believe that the parties generally line up the calendars, and I am a believer that it's going to be done, and this is about the way it's going to be done. So I believe that these are the right mechanisms. I think taking a proactive stance versus a reactive stance is the right way to go. I think this is the year to get it done.
I mean, I got to tell you, we spent $7 million for the caucus. I'm looking at a number that the Secretary of State's office estimates the legislation will cause a negative fiscal impact of $37 million.
And Senator, and we in committee, and the Senator from Christian's committee, we just had an amendment on, I believe it was House Bill 1136, the clerk's bill that they're having some fixes on that actually takes care of the concern people have with locking the machines up. The amendment that I offered on that bill says that you have to lock the tapes up, but not the machines.
Senator, I just think we're being a little bit frivolous here with the taxpayer dollar because we don't know what we're dealing with. Right now we've got, I mean, between $7 million and $37 million, and we don't know what we're doing.
I don't think it's frivolous. I think this is a perfect reason why we need to pass it this year, so that if we do identify a concern or a problem, we have time to get it fixed. I think it would be irresponsible for us to wait another year and then try to fix it.
All right. Well, I'm going to offer an amendment.
Okay.
And my amendment is basically, Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send it forward. Senator, has it been distributed?
It has been distributed, and I move for its adoption.
Are you asking for a waiver of the reading?
Asking for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a reading shall be waived. You've moved for the adoption. Do you care to explain it?
Yes, Mr. President. It's a really simple amendment. It says if the presidential primary is held in any other day other than a municipal election day, the cost will be split between the parties.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 4th. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 13th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire at the senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, you yield to your colleague from the county. He does. Proceed.
Afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
How much would an election like this cost us?
Well, probably $7 million. Well, it all depends. That's what we can't get our hands around. It's either $7 million or $37 million.
So how do you determine which it is? $37 million if?
Your guess is as good as mine. That's why I think it's premature to adopt the presidential primary right now. We don't know. The caucus, that unnecessary presidential primary, cost, I think it was $7.7 million, really. It was closer to $8 million.
Well, after serving on the budget committee here, $1 million is $1 million, Senator, anytime you can save money, whether it's $33 million or $7 million. I mean, if we're going to save money for the taxpayers, if we wait, I like your idea. Let the people play in. Let them pay for it.
Exactly. I mean, let's get some – what's the popular phrase? Let's get some skin in the game.
Exactly. Exactly.
If we want to push this – play ping pong with this presidential primary, let them pay for it.
Yeah, I don't think we're a very big player in either presidential primary anyway, are we?
No.
Yeah. I was talking with one of our colleagues. We're kind of a flyover state anyway. I don't know. All right, Senator, thank you.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 11th, from Eastern Jackson County. For what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to inquire of Senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, you yield to your colleague from the other side of the state. He does proceed.
Senator, your amendment only deals with who pays for it, not necessarily when it is.
No, that's exactly right.
Okay. There's been talk on this piece of legislation that it would talk more. It would cost more in March than would in April.
Let me back you up.
Yeah.
My amendment says that if it's on any date other than the municipal
other
election.
Other than that date.
Yes.
Okay.
Then so the political parties pay for it.
So this is really kind of reinforcing the idea that there's an April election. It's already being paid for. Why do that? Why go to the extra expense? I'm sure you're very aware that the majority party, political party, has a lot more money than the minority political party, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. I just didn't know if you realized that at all.
Well, you know, you can't pay what you don't have.
Maybe
I should put jointly and severally in there.
Do you know the difference between the cost if we did an election? And maybe I'll ask the senator from the 8th this, but the difference between the cost of a March presidential primary and a April presidential primary?
Well, incrementally, the April shouldn't cost us anything because that will be...
Because people are already going to polls.
Yep.
For the most part. Okay, I'll inquire the senator from the 8th. Maybe he can help me with that. Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th.
Thank you. I'd like to inquire senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, you yield your colleague with
I do.
The contiguous district to the north of you. He does proceed.
Senator, I was trying to identify, because I think cost is a major concern for your bill, and it really is concerned on when the bill or when the election takes place. So what is the difference in price, if you know, between a March election and an April election?
Well, I think that in going through the process, I think you weren't in here when I introduced the bill, we talked to the clerks. We talked to the people that run these elections, and they said the least desirable time to do it was April. Because my bill, when I filed it, was April.
Okay.
Because I thought, hey, you know what? This is makes sense. We're going to have an election this day. Let's just do it in April.
Okay.
And the clerks said, hey, that causes us a lot of problems.
Their concern is you would go in like you would, and I hope everybody's voting in independence for a today for a nonpartisan election.
Right.
But then they'd have to go to either a different machine or whatever it may be for a partisan election. That's their
you
concern.
You can't combine partisan races and nonpartisan races on the same ballot. And therefore, they'd have to print two ballots, and you'd have, and my assumption would be you'd have to go to two different machines because you have two different ballots.
Okay.
And so now you're going to have to educate the population, everybody that comes in. You got to vote here, but then you got to go over there and vote too. What partisan race you want to vote on? And they say, well, I'm here for a municipal election. I don't need to tell you what party.
Right.
I'm. So there's a lot of confusion that the clerks say that they would prefer not to have it on April. And in fact, since they are running these elections, I kind of tend to like to listen to the people that run those elections.
But with that said, it still makes it more expensive to create a new election in March than doing it at the same time in April.
I would believe, yes, it would cost us more because obviously they got to staff the office and
we're having an election, and the senator from the 4th is trying to...
It costs about $7 million to have an election and the state pay for it. That's the fiscal note usually you get from the Secretary of State for an election.
Okay. And the senator's trying to save money on that. So how about, and you may have said this before, and I know you've said this in committee, but just help me understand again why we want to move it from February at all. Because if we do it in February, it's too early, and we'd have to go through a caucus process. Is that correct?
The national parties get to decide how they pick their delegates.
Okay.
And if we do it in February, the national parties would typically say that's too early, violation of our timeline. Therefore, in order to seat your delegates, you have to have a caucus. And then the party potentially would have to make that decision and hold those caucuses.
Right, and there seems to be a general agreement that we don't want to have to go through that. We would like to have a binding primary to bind delegates to whoever candidate that the majority of people in that party go for. So that's why the idea came to April, because there's an election.
Right.
You got pushback from the clerk saying, wait a minute, that makes it too confusing.
I filed April.
Could we please do it in March?
Right. Well, they said, do it some other time. And March is the date that, after talking to a bunch of my colleagues, they feel that if we're going to have an election and pay for it, we should do it and have it be time sensitive, and that's where the March date comes from. If we waited till June, some people are already getting ready for their conventions at that point,
right,
and we're pretty much wasting the money to do
it. I would think that makes us...
And they may do a caucus if we wait that long.
Yeah, and it may make us, or the people of Missouri, not be part of the overall process.
Right.
So, back to, what is the difference in price for the state with a March and April election? Do you know that?
I don't know the cost.
That's
of the...
$7 million, is that...
$7 million is what's the cost of a normal election. I mean, if you wanted to try to combine it, I don't know what the cost of a municipal election would have. It really would get down to who else would be on that municipal election, because you have situations where if a school board race isn't contested, they don't have to have a race. There's some counties and cities that don't have to have races, so you don't know what the actual cost would be. It's kind of a guess.
Okay. Would you, you're a sponsor of this bill, would you be open to an amendment to this amendment that said that the total cost of such election shall be paid by, it says, each major party, but I would change it to by the majority party in the legislature. Would you be okay with that?
Senator, I'm going to speak against the amendment. I'm not
okay.
going to.
Okay, I'm just trying to come up with some common ground. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any of the senators desire to be heard? The senator from the 4th.
I withdraw the amendment.
Send the amendment back. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion of the Senate committee substitute? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from the 8th renews his motion that we adopt the Senate committee substitute. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You adopted the Senate committee substitute. We're back on the bill. Senator from the 8th.
92 as amended, be declared perfected and order printed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 8th District in Jackson County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from the 8th renews his motion that Senate Bill 892 is amended by the Senate Committee substitute be perfected and ordered printed. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed.